Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and I will sup with him, and he with me. Try to imagine this scene. London, in the cold, gray, bitter grip of winter. A man of gentle and noble birth is passing through a tough, grimy section of town in his fine carriage. Suddenly he is set upon by three brothers who drag him from his coach, beat him, spit upon him, curse him, rob him, and then leave him for dead. He is found by some compassionate people and taken to a hospital where he is nursed back to strength and health. Upon his release from the hospital, his first act is to begin a tireless search for those who beat and robbed him. After some days, he learns their whereabouts and goes to their home. He knocks, and a gruff voice from within demands to know who is there and what they want. The man answers. He has come to make an offer of generosity and help to make friends with his attackers. He is eager to do what he can to make their life pleasant and joyful. He wants to give them aid from his own personal riches and do whatever he can to demonstrate his love and concern for their well-being and welfare. If you heard a story like that, you'd call it a fairy tale. Nobody would act like that. Who would go to a grubby, grimy section of town, seek out those who mistreated you, and make an offer to shower them with that which they didn't deserve, and to keep from them that which they really had coming? Such a story couldn't be true. It is too good to be true. But the fact is, it is true. Today's verse gives us part of the picture. It tells us that Jesus comes to us in our unworthy and undeserving state. Christ is graciously pleased by His Spirit and Word to come to the door of the heart of sinners. He comes near in mercy and grace and offers to establish an eternal relationship and abiding fellowship with us. Naturally, because of our unbelief, ignorance, and prejudice against the things of God, He finds the door shut tight against Him. But He does not turn and depart. He patiently knocks. He calls by His Word and the whisperings of His Holy Spirit. Those who will open to Him will find they enjoy His presence, and that daily He will bring to their table fresh supplies of comforts and blessings to enrich and strengthen their faith and love. Think of what people are missing when they refuse to open that door to Christ. If you have never done so, you can do it today. If you do, He will come in and fellowship with you and bring with Him the gift of forgiveness and eternal life. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.